I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak. I'm one of the hosts at Pedaling the Pueblo, and today I'm joined by Vanessa Cassio, the Safe Routes to School Program Coordinator for the City of Tucson. Welcome, Vanessa.
Hi, thanks for having me, Kylie.
I wanted to invite you in to talk about a recent project that beautified and connected two schools in the south side of Tucson, south of 22nd Street on 8th Avenue. Can you tell us a little bit more about that project?
At the corner of 8th Avenue and 25th Street and 8th Avenue and 36th Street, what you would find are two what we call quick build traffic circles. So using somewhat temporary materials, flex posts, large decorative planners, you'd find the outline of a traffic circle. But what makes these traffic circles special is that they were designed by a local artist, Mel Dominguez, and the two school communities who really inspired the symbols and the art that fill the traffic circle. Both of the traffic circles were painted by students, their parents, neighbors, during block party festivals. So we had two separate block parties where we actually closed down a portion of 8th Avenue, opened it up for people to paint. We had a variety of activities, including free bicycle repair, a bicycle rodeo, and a DJ, food, just to make the atmosphere more festive, but also to bring together people to really create ownership and stewardship over these spaces.
These block parties, how long did they last?
Each block party was approximately 3 hours.
Can you describe what the energy felt like during those three and a half hour long block parties where they were actually painting the designs in the traffic circle?
Each of the block parties started after school. So as soon as the bell rang, it was like the calm before the storm. And then literally like hordes of kids were running out of the school towards the intersection, ready to get started. We had prepped in advance little cups of paint. So each student could get their own little cup of paint, their own little paintbrush, their own work gloves to get down on their hands and knees and to paint a portion of this intersection mural. What was so neat about it was like within a couple hours, you could see it all coming together. This, what was just a white blank canvas, was now just like this beautiful mural filled with like fun designs, coyotes howling at the moon, silhouette of a mountain. Neighbors were bringing out lawn chairs and tables just to enjoy the street and connect with neighbors. We had a woman who brought jump ropes and hula hoops, getting kids out and having fun. We had tamales and music bumping up in the air. And it just was like, it was really inspiring to hear some of what the neighbors were communicating to us as well during the event. What's left there is really enhancing safety, but in that moment of creating this together with the community is really about creating ownership and to see people who would bring out their own brooms to sweep the corner of the sidewalk or donate plants for the planters from their own cuttings. That's what this is really all about.
What are the long-lasting effects of that on the community?
Well, I think it's interesting because we don't think of the streets in front of our home as public space. We don't think of them as our space. And when we are able to see those streets and experience them with other people, people that we see all the time but maybe don't spend a lot of time with, it really solidifies this bond that carries forward.
If listeners want to go check out these traffic circles and see the art and see what the projects look like, how can they find them?
I would recommend, if you are able to, going for a little bike ride on the El Paso Southwestern Greenway, which has recently been completely paved. So that would connect you to downtown all the way through South Tucson. And it's a really neat greenway that explores the neighborhoods in South Tucson, and it would easily connect you to 8th Avenue.
And if listeners want to find out more about Safe Routes to School, where should they go?
They can go to www.saferoutestucson.org.
Thanks, Vanessa. Thanks for sharing this information with us, and we'll check back in with you when there's more exciting stuff happening with Safe Routes to School.
Thanks, Kylie.